God's lifestyle for you. God has prepared things for His Christians that no one else can have. I'm Pastor Ray Smith of the House of Prayer Ministries. And today we're going to talk about something that's really something that's very important to Christians, and that's answered prayer. Now think about your walk with the Lord. Many Christians, you know that the Lord can do anything. You read the Bible, you hear about the miracles, and you're full of faith. And then you go to the Lord for something you really believe that He can do for you, or you have a minister or a pastor pray for you. And let's say that that this prayer request was not answered in 6 months. Maybe it wasn't even answered in 6 years. Maybe it's going on 12 years or 20 years. And that prayer has, in your heart or in your mind, has not been answered. So in that time, and let's say this is 20 years and your prayer has not been answered. In that time, some Christians, or many Christians, because that prayer was not answered, it makes them really not want to go and have more prayer, or at least ask God for something really substantial, or something really significant, or really something magnificent, because that prayer wasn't answered. And they don't want to be disappointed, they don't want to be discouraged, they don't want their heart broken. So in other words, it makes them kind of gun shy. They really don't want to ask for big things anymore. They ask for simple things. But the Lord did hear your prayer request. Let's go to Matthew chapter 21. And if we will start at verse 21. Matthew 21:21. And it states, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now we know that God's word is true, and it never fails. And the background to this was that Jesus and his disciples, they were walking, and he saw a fig tree. And Jesus hungered, and he went and passed by the fig tree, and there was no fruit thereon. So Jesus cursed the fig tree and said, no fruit grow on thee anymore. So we don't know how long the time was, but they passed by this fig tree again, and they noticed that this same fig tree had died and withered away. And the disciples noticed it. And this is when Jesus said these things. He said again, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done unto the fig tree, but if ye say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Now, the word of God is true. Amen? Now let's turn with me to James chapter 2. James chapter 2. And we're going to start at verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac upon his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by the works was made perfect? Faith was made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. So let me explain something to you. The word of God works, and it never fails. So what's happening in a period of time between when you ask God for something and the time that it was actually done? Now, Abraham waited years for his son. It could have been 40 years, could have been 50 years or 60 years, because we don't know exactly when God first gave him that promise. But let's just say it was at least 40 years. He waited 40 years for the promise, and he got it. So maybe your prayer request was not answered in 6 months or 6 years or even 20 years. but God will still give you your request. Amen? Amen. Well, turn with me to James again. Let's go to James 1. James 1, and we're going to read, we'll start at verse 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth unto all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So, this is saying so much. So when you first are full of faith, and you have a prayer request before the Lord, you go to the Lord in prayer, and you're full of faith. What's happening in between the time that that prayer is answered and when you first gave your request, that your faith is being made perfect. Amen? Something is happening. It's like a test. The Lord is going to test you to see if you're going to waver in your faith. What if the prayer request does not come in 6 months? What if the prayer request does not come in 6 years? Are you going to continue with the same level of faith that you had in the beginning and even let it increase? Amen? Or are you going to kind of draw back? Are you going to not ask God for ask God as if you would have in the beginning because his prayer request was not answered? So now you just want to ask safe things or ask for things that you see other people asking for. Or are you still going to continue to ask for great things? And also, you know, when you ask God for something, he's developing you. And if you have not received your prayer request, there's nothing wrong with going back to the Lord and say, look, Lord, I asked for this. You know, when are you going to do this for me? Or what's happening? Now, as you begin and see the Lord, what he will do, he will even perfect your asking. He'll perfect your prayers. In other words, you need to go to the Lord and ask for wisdom. And he will give it to you. In other words, he'll show you how to ask. A good way to ask the Lord for something is to ask according to his word. Because we know that when you ask according to his word, you're asking according to his will. Amen? So you want to pray prayers that are according to his will. Amen? You want to pray prayers that are in the Bible, or pray the word of God. Amen? Also, you want to pray something that's a true desire. You don't want to pray for things that's just you really don't want, or just a flimsy desire, or something like a passing desire. You want to pray for things that you really desire. Amen? And also, you want to, as you worship the Lord and fellowship with the Lord, in worship and prayer, or in worship and in fellowship and in praise, God speaks to you and he prepares your spirit, and then you pray. So a good time to pray is after you've spent time with the Lord in fellowship or in worship, and then pray, because you have more of the heart of God. Amen? So the Lord, whatever it is, the Lord will give you wisdom on how to ask. Amen? So as you have this prayer request out before the Lord, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting, he's perfecting you. He's perfecting your faith. Amen? Amen. But again, I want to encourage you. If you have prayed for something, the Lord has heard your prayer request, and he is going to give it to you. Think about this. Abraham waited for 40 years. Moses waited for 40 years. We don't know how long Elijah waited before he did the great things that God called him to. Now, look at even David. David, he was anointed king, but look how long that he had to wait before he received the kingdom. So, if you have been waiting for something from the Lord, you really are in a great place. Because Abraham was called the friend of God because he believed him. In other words, Once you have your prayer request before the Lord, or maybe the Lord has promised you something and you're waiting for it diligently and patiently, what is your lifestyle going to be toward Him or your relationship? Are you going to continue to believe Him? Are you going to continue to walk in faith? Are you going to continue to just trust Him for everything? Or are you going to pull back and draw back and not be as on fire or be as faithful or let your faith just dwindle down? The Lord is calling people who will really trust Him, that will even believe Him, even when they're waiting on the promises. So where is your heart? Do you love the Lord God with all your heart and are willing to wait on this promise or this prayer request to happen? Or are you, because your prayer request hasn't happened, you're going to draw back? So it's a test. It's a test of your faith. It's a test how you, it's a test of your true trust of the Lord. Amen. So I want to encourage you again that God will do these things for you. Now, if you feel like you've drawn back, then just repent and believe the Lord for what He promised, because His track record is perfect. He's never failed. He's never missed it. He's always on time. We as believers may want it at a particular day or date, but the Lord knows when it's the best time to give us this blessing, give us this prayer request, or give us the thing that He has promised us. Amen? So again, I want to encourage you. Yep, for those who have been faithful and have not drawn back, even though they've waited for years and years and years for that prayer request, God is pleased with you. And He's going to give you something more than what words can say. I've experienced this. Amen? But don't go by my report. Just go by the Bible. Look at Abraham's testimony. Look at David's testimony. There's many testimonies in the Bible, what God has done for them after trials, after tribulation, after danger, after how people come against them, that God did give them and do everything in their life that He said He would do. And He would do it also for you. So let me pray for you. Father, I thank You for Your people. I thank You for the prayer request and the promises and all the things they have before You. Lord Jesus, many of them have waited patiently. So Father, I just ask in Jesus' name that You would give them their prayer request. I also pray, Father, that You will touch them, that they will have the faith to continue with You until their prayer request is given. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, we at the House of Prayer Ministries, we want to minister to you. So, if you feel like you've been faithful, and you're waiting on the Lord, and you've heard our prayer, the Lord is going to do it for you. But if you want to connect with us, our number is 1-800-439-3052, and that's toll free. It's 1-800-439-3052. We want to minister to you. Amen. Also, if you just want to talk to the pastors, me and my wife Alice, or if you have a dream interpretation, a prophetic word, a prayer request, or even salvation, just give us a call. And again, that's toll-free, 1-800-439-3052. God bless you.